Mark chapter 14, verse 32 beginning. Then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. And he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch." He went a little farther and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him, and said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." And please turn to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, beginning in verse 39. Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives, as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer, he had come to his disciples. He found them sleeping from sorrow. Night with Evan Pinion, penned by Love Jameson in the 1800s, certainly draws from the scene that we have just read. It is man's attempt to portray what was happening there. And I think it paints a rather vivid picture, as Jeff had already spoken to, that helps us in our minds see just what maybe Jesus was enduring that fateful night when he was betrayed, when he was arrested, and he was taken through the trials that he went through. But he began with this prayer to God in the Garden of Gethsemane. The words of the song are quite poetic, and certainly not how we would typically describe things, but when we think of poetic language and figurative language, it certainly applies. Night with ebon pinion brooded o'er the vale, all around was silent, save the night wind's wail. When Christ, the man of sorrows and tears as sweat as blood, prostrate in the garden, raised his voice to God. It's not how we would speak, of course, but as was said, ebon pinion is speaking of darkness, wings of darkness. Ebon being a form of the word ebony, dark or black, and pinion being the end of a bird's wings. So the author of the song tries to paint this picture that Jesus is covered by this darkness. And he's brooded o'er the veil, brooding, again, picture of being covered and surrounded. And the veil, in fact, the Mount of Olives, to get from Jerusalem and down and back up to the Mount of Olives, you go through a valley. So imagine being in a bit of a valley, being surrounded by this darkness, and being alone. Certainly we can see all of this in our mind, I think, and to understand just how dark and how foreboding and how ominous everything was as Jesus is here and he's going to pray. The picture in our minds of a place where our Lord spent his last few moments of freedom before his death ought to create in us a solemn mindset when we sing it, and hopefully it does. You know, I find it difficult to imagine the scene of Jesus by himself in the garden, surrounded by the black of night and sweating drops of blood, without feeling a sense of sadness and despair for what the Lord faced on our behalf. It wasn't just the setting that was difficult, but also, as the song speaks to, and we've read in the passage, those who were accompanying him were not able to comfort him. They had fallen asleep. He had separated himself from them. Other than one time where it mentions in Luke that an angel strengthened him, but yet even then he's in agony and he sweats like great drops of blood. So we can see just how alone he was at this point. And all this because, as the song alludes to in verse also, he was the man of sorrows. And as verse 2 speaks to, smitten for offenses which were not his own, he for our transgressions had to weep alone. No friend with words to comfort, nor hand to help was there, when the meek and lowly humbly bowed in prayer. Jesus was about to suffer punishment, even though he was sinless. And as in verse 1 speaks to the fact that he's the man of sorrows, and we see the allusions here, we think of Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 reads, "Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender root and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent." He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. He took on our burdens. He did all of this willingly, but it was not easy. As he was here in this garden, he was all by himself. His disciples were asleep a distance away from him. The only consolation given to him was the angel who appeared to strengthen him. And then he prayed to his Father. He was in great agony, and he felt the loneliness. I think we can get that feeling as he prays to his Father. The darkest hour, when the future of what he was about to face was certain and known in his mind, what he was about to face, he prays to his Father. In verse 3 of the song, "Abba, Father, Father, if indeed it may, let this cup of anguish pass from me, I pray. Yet if it must be suffered by me, thine only Son, Abba, Father, Father, let thy will be done." Jesus knew exactly what was coming, yet he did exactly as God commanded. Part of his prayer was a plea to let it pass, if it was at all possible. We certainly see Christ's humanity here. Anyone who is in their right mind and knew what was coming would have begged and pleaded to be able to not go through the suffering that he knew was coming. But yet, he spoke to his Father as one who was obedient to his Father and knew that if it was his Father's will, he would fulfill it. And because of our Lord's obedience, we can stand here today about to partake of this Lord's Supper to be reminded of many things. We can be reminded that we caused a great cost to be paid for our sin. The cost, the Son of God gave his life on the cross. His blood cleanses us, and we can be reminded of that. We can be reminded that God loved us so much that he sent his Son to do this. We can be reminded that God expects us to remember what he has done for us and to live in him. And we can be reminded that there is a resurrection that awaits because Christ was risen on the third day. Night with Ebon Pinion draws a powerful and succinct reminder of the faithfulness of Jesus. We could write many, many more words about what he has done, but we have this song and many others, and we certainly have the scriptures, as I read at the beginning, to be reminded of what Christ did for us and the suffering and the agony that he felt and went through leading up to his crucifixion. We now have the opportunity to remember Christ's sacrifice by partaking of the bread, which is the emblem of his body, and the fruit of the vine, which is the emblem of his blood, which was shed for us. I ask now that everyone take a moment to prepare your elements before Mike leads us in prayer.